Radio Daily for Halfway Day, the 8th of February, 2017. Tis all the geek without the wait. Greetings, namaste, and whatever the cool words you like to use. We're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy, crazy peoples. Probably places makes more sense. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, that there, the man that's come to a universal truth in his life, it's Saucy.
This is one time I can't help you.
Okay. Hi there. I'm the man that understands how the world works. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
If we're not free, then we're no different than Cylons.
You're damn right we're not. Tell me, what happened this day, yo?
1672, Isaac Newton presents his first paper on the science of optics to the Royal Society in London.
1692, a doctor in Salem Village, Massachusetts Bay Colony declares that three teenage girls are under the domination of Satan, and that declaration kicks off the Salem witch trials. Thanks, jerk.
1855, the devil's footprints mysteriously appear in southern Devon.
I mean, did anybody see him? How do you know it was the devil? 1915, the silent film Birth of a Nation, directed by D.W. Griffith, is released. It will be one of the highest-grossing films of the silent era. It also includes an amazing amount of things that had never been done in film before: a close-up night photography, parallel editing, telling a story from multiple points of view. But, of course, it also had violence and sort of glorified the Klan.
1916, Charles Kettering receives a patent for self-starting automobile engine.
Well, then how would you turn it off? 1924, first coast-to-coast radio broadcast in the U.S. is made from Chicago by General John Joseph Carthy of Bell Telephone to an audience of 50 million listeners.
1928, the first transatlantic television image is received in Hartsdale, New York.
1945, H.A. Aiken, B.M. Dumfries, C.D. Lake, and F.E. Hamilton file an application for a patent on the automatic sequence control calculator, more commonly known as the Harvard Mark I, the first automatic digital computer.
1974, the third and final astronaut crew of the Skylab space station returned to Earth.
1982, the Council of Bradley, Illinois bars children under 16 years of age from playing arcade games. Gotta keep them safe.
1996, the single largest online event in history, 24 Hours in Cyberspace, takes place.
That was a weird thing. Everyone trying to show stuff all of weird. 2000, the CBS network airs an episode of Judging Amy, which features a Nintendo 64 video game system being played without a cartridge, and everyone laughed at them. Because you need a cartridge just to play a video game, duh.
2005, the Law & Order Special Victims Unit episode Game first airs. In it, two teenagers run over a hooker before beating her to death and robbing her. That's so Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, although in their show it was called Intensity, because you don't want anybody to sue for bad-mouthing hooker-beater game creators. Birthdays?
Cicely Strong is 33, Saturday Night Live.
I'm sure she's been in something else. I don't know. I just remember her from Saturday. Seth Green is 43 from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Austin Powers, Without a Paddle, Family Guy, Robot Chicken.
Mary McCormick is 50, Private Parts, and 1408.
That's a good movie. Sean Harris is 51 from Prometheus, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
Bruce Timm is 56, Batman, the animated series, and other cartoons.
If you liked Justice League and everything else, Bruce Timm, you need to shake that man's hand. John Grisham is 62. He writes lots of books about lawyers.
Mary Steenburgen is 64. Back to the Future 3, Time After Time, and Last Man on Earth.
Brooke Adams is 68, probably best known from the 1978 Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Creed Bratton is 74, The Office, and member of the Grassroots.
He was so great in The Office. Nick Nolte is 76, 48 Hours, North Dallas 40. I could go on.
Ted Koppel is 77.
Nightline is all his. No longer with us, born this date in 120. Vettis Valens, a Greek astronomer, mathematician, and astrologer.
1828, Jules Verne, French author, poet, and playwright.
You know, Mary Steenburgen really liked him. And Back to the Future 3. 1886, Charles Ruggles, American actor and singer. He was in The TikTok Man of Oz.
1914, Bill Finger, American screenwriter and author, co-creator of Batman, creator of Scott, the Alan Scott Green Lantern.
So the original. Nice. 1921, Lana Turner, an American actress from the 41 Jekyll and Hyde.
1925, Jack Lemmon, Mr. Roberts, Some Like It Hot, The Odd Couple, and Grumpy Old Men.
1931, James Dean, Rebel Without a Cause, East of Eden, Giant.
1944, Roger Lloyd Pack, English actor, Barty Crouch Sr.
If you remember your Harry Potter. 1968, Gary Coleman from Different Strokes, a bunch of TV movies, and the superintendent of Avenue Q.
Tonight on ABC, new episode of The Goldbergs, Speechless, Modern Family, Blackish, and Match Game.
CBS, it's new Hunted, Criminal Minds, and the finale of Code Black.
On NBC, new Blind Spot, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, and Chicago PD.
On Fox, it's a new episode of National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1 and Star. Lethal Weapon, sorry.
On the CW, new episode of Arrow and The 100.
Freeform. Because I said so. That's why. That's why you'll watch it.
Treehouse Masters, new episode on Animal Planet.
Okay, again, I don't know why they do this. AMC will be showing The Dark Knight, followed by Batman Begins. The hell?
The Martian on Cinemax. Play the better one first.
Comedy Central, which you need to build up to it. The guys try to impress festival girls on An Only Workaholics, and then Jeff and some.
Notting Hill on CMT.
FX, Days of Future Past, and the premiere of Legion, a show we've talked about several times over the past few months.
Mystery Men on Encore.
FX exits a new Always Sunny and Man-Seeking Woman.
Tonight on HBO, Catch Me If You Can.
FXM's got the Facebook movie, Social Network.
On History Channel, the premiere of Navy SEALs, America's First Secret Warriors.
IFC will be showing Full Metal Jacket.
Finale of Eyewitness on ID.
Spike TV for Guys will be showing Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Package, Thor, and Wolverine Origins.
Alaska State Troopers on National Geographic.
Sci-Fi Channel, new episodes of Magicians and Expanse.
Tonight on Showtime, Fargo.
It's two new episodes of The Carbonaro Effect on True TV, but this evening we're going to be watching ourselves the Hallmark Channel because rival lawyers battle each other in court as their respective dogs fall madly in love, bringing their guardians together at every turn until they reluctantly realize it may not be just the pups who are each other's true Valentine. Jennifer Finnegan and Sam Page star in Walking the Dog.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
Which means I got to change the name of my damn book now. I saw Triple X while on holiday last week. Yeah, the first one was good. The second one was stupid. The third one is Kung Fu Beats Hit Squad with full auto rifles, which for some people is a great thing. It's definitely an Asian action film made by two Asian companies using several Asian actors with Vin Diesel thrown in the mix and cameos from Samuel L. Jackson and Ice Cube. That's from Ryan. Well, thanks to that, I don't think we need to watch the movie now. I think that covers the whole thing. If you'd like to drop a note with movie reviews or any other kind of reviews or just to drop a note in general, it's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you, so send that in and we'll talk about you. Won't that be a good thing?
Prepare yourself for action, romance, and spoilers. It's the Guilty Film Podcast.
Join hosts Kevin McKee, Andrew Nitsch, and their panel of scoundrels as they review their favorite cinematic guilty pleasures and reward their favorite Hollywood cliches with a prestigious trope award. Find us at guiltyfilm.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Proceeding was a paid advertisement sponsored by Taters.
What? Taters?
Taters is a delicious meal found in your grocer's produce section.
GuiltyFilm.com.
Yeah!
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Ian from Battlestar Galactica and Anthrax, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. And welcome back to it. Lovely, lovely that you are here. Welcome to your halfway point of the week. That, of course, means it's time to get yourself to your favorite place to go.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious or not, there's tons of stuff out today, including from Aspen Entertainment. It's all new Fathom number one. Last year's Aspen Universe has brought the Aspen gang back together, and now she's out there. She's trying to, walk the battle between humans and the blue. If you ever read Aspen, if you ever read Fathom, just do this. And if you haven't, this is a good place to start. Just do it.
From Boom Studios, Sons of Anarchy, a Redwood original number 7, as Clay and the crew try to track down the biker with no name before he blows up their drug deal, Jack and Opie go to the One-Niners to find out about Sam Crow's missing guns.
Also from Boom Studios, Steven Universe number 1, brand new series is kicking off, there's new gems, there's more Stevens, well it's probably just more gems. Anyway, it's based on the Emmy Award winning Cartoon Network series and you'll enjoy it.
Tomboy number 10, when the DA takes matters into his own hands, Mark tries to reconnect with Addison, but with Trent on the move, it may be too late.
DC Comics Justice League of America Rebirth number 1, spinning directly from Justice League versus Suicide Squad, join Batman, Black Canary, Killer Frost, the Ray, Vixen, the Atom, and Lobo. What?
Homies number four, the homies go back in time as they remember the arrival of Alien Esse, the illegal alien from outer space, starting with his travels across the galaxy from Dynamite Entertainment.
Marvel Comics Kingpin number one, Wilson Fisk builds a brand new empire. Kingpin's done a lot of bad things. He's cheated, he's blackmailed, he's killed. That's in the past. Now, he's trying to run a legitimate business. And wackiness ensues.
Jessica Jones, number five, from Marvel. Jessica has made some tough choices to save her husband and child from the clutches of the latest hateful madness that has hit the Marvel Universe, but was it enough?
Titan Comics Torchwood 2, number one. That's right, there's new Torchwood stories, and they'll be the only ones that we're probably ever going to get, so get them now while you can. So get thee to your comic book shop, check your long box, because it needs your attention.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Sorry, you're thinking about the other show that you do?
Yeah.
Take a look at the world. Do you know he does other podcasts? You should check it out. It's so crazy. From a geeky point of view. Paramount has put Friday the 13th's sequel, slated for Friday, October 13th, on hold. And the sequel to World War Z, June 9th, on hold. It's off the release schedule, which is easy enough because, I mean, World War Z doesn't even have a director, and Lord knows if Brad Pitt wants anything different. They haven't even shot any footage. Friday the 13th, though, scheduled for 2015, then 2016, then early 2017. Friday, October 13th, 2017 seemed like the perfect place to do it. But it isn't just delayed. The entire production was shut down. That means the last one, Friday the 13th, could have been the final Friday. And that's a little sad.
Playing Portal in the real world is a thing now.
Yeah?
It's a partial demo for Microsoft's HoloLens, an augmented reality headset that displays digital content on glasses overlaid on your outside vision. So basically, you're just going around and your hand looks like it's got a gun on it, and there's these, I guess, portals.
You shoot a blue and an orange, and basically, what goes into one comes out the other. So in this you can do in the real world. Augmented reality, the 3DS, I love the augmented reality they did with that. This I'm interested in, although I'd really like to be able to go through the portal myself. A male contraceptive gel has been found to work reliably in a trial in primates, bringing the prospect of an alternative form of birth control for humans a little closer. Vasil gel is designed to be a reversible and less invasive form of vasectomy, and in the latest study was 100% effective at preventing conception. A blob of the gel is injected into the sperm-carrying tube, the vas deferens, if you will, and acts like a long-lasting barrier. Previous tests in smaller animals showed the procedure could be easily reversed by flushing the material out with a simple sodium bicarbonate solution. Catherine Vandervoort of the California National Primate Research Center and the study's lead author said men's options for contraceptive have not changed much in decades. There's vasectomy, which is not easily reversible, condoms, which could, you know, break or whatever, and this would be something more and more appealing, especially in this day and age.
The next weapon against brain cancer may be human skin. Odd.
I don't know how that works.
Human skin can be morphed into genetically modified cancer-killing brain stem cells, according to a new study.
That sounds perfectly safe.
Probably isn't. It's probably going to cause cancer in 10 years. Everything like this always does. Or it could be the cure of cancer. I guess it could go either way.
Sure.
The study builds on an earlier discovery that brain stem cells have a weird affinity for cancers. So researchers led by Sean Wigington, a professor at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, created genetically engineered brain stem cells out of human skin from, I guess, regular people, not infants.
Or superhumans. 2017, still trying to outdo 2016, and this time taking from us Mr. Richard Hatch, passing away at age 71 of pancreatic cancer. Look, if you're a geek, you know Richard Hatch. I mean, his real first big break on the streets of San Francisco in the last season, but the original Battlestar Galactica, what most people know. He was Apollo in that. He tried to bring that back over various ways. 1999, he wrote, produced, and shot a trailer for a new series that Universal passed on and ended up walking over to Ronald D. Moore. Many, many other things. I mean, he was in the Jan and Dean movie, for the love of God. Also, coming up, he was a commander in that Star Trek Axanar that finally cleared all the hurdles and the lawsuits and whatnot. So after all this time, and with the reason I say if you're any kind of geek, because you've been to cons. If you've been to cons, you've seen Richard Hatch. Richard Hatch has been in almost every con I've ever been to. I've been fortunate enough to chat with the man a few times, was on a panel with him once, and I will never forget his appearance at Mysticon, sitting on the stage for Match Game. You had to match the young and the blank, and of course, Frackless is what happened, because that's it. Richard Hatch, of course, got to be in the new Battlestar Galactica playing Tom Zarek. He absolutely, completely loved that show, that series, and what it did. For all of his seriousness, and now is the time where I have to be a professional, the man loved to kick back and have a good time. And if you ever got to experience that at a con, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, sir, we are going to miss you. So say we all. GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And visit the website at geekradiodaily.com. More importantly, go get the app. You can show it to all your friends, and they can show you that they have it too, and you'll be cool. You can have the secret handshake, which we'll put in the update. So make sure you go get that app. Absolutely. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you. We are fast approaching the end of the month, which means a lot of things. Crazy things. We'll talk more about those in detail, but for now, have yourself a great one, and we'll see you when we do.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
You are all weirdos.
Good night, suckers.
And this brings to a close another of our weekly programs, Debate the Issues.
I care about being part of stories that touch the human heart, that inspire people, that expand our awareness of what's going on in the world, and more than everything, bring us all together as a family of man. We are in such a powerful time of change in this world. Everybody seems to want to make the other guy the bad guy, you know, a little bit like on Battlestar Galactica. But it's a time, seriously, with the major changes we are going through and going to go through. This is the perfect storm of economic change, change on every level. And we are going to need to come together as a family of man, put our differences aside, find common ground, and really work together to get through this next 10, 20, 30 years. The changes are going to be so powerful and amazing, and yet this could be the best time of all of our lives. So again, I just want to thank all of you for coming here to Battlestar, for supporting us. And again, this means so much more than just a performance or a character we played. We love this story, and we are fans just like the rest of you of Battlestar Galactica. So say we all. Thank you.
So say we all.
Thank you very much.